Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In the past few programs, we've been considering conditional sentences, how they are formed, and what they mean or imply. We have so far isolated two types for consideration, probable and improbable conditions. We have stressed that the choice of tense forms of full verbs and of auxiliary verbs is crucial. And we've expressed the meaning difference between the two types. And to refresh our memories, let's listen to some past examples or a pair of examples.
If you write the letter now, I will post it.
Probable condition. The appropriate tense forms have been used. Write and will. The condition refers to present time. Now listen to this one.
If you wrote the letter now, I would post it.
Improbable condition. The appropriate tense forms have been used. Past wrote and past would, although the time referred to is present, as indicated by the adverb now. In this program, we're going to consider another type of condition. Its meaning is different from those of the two types we've already considered. It also requires the selection of different tense forms. It is called the impossible condition.
Impossible?
Yes, impossible. Because it is impossible to fulfill the condition, or to have fulfilled it, to be more precise. Here's an example.
If you had told me the story, I would have given you advice.
I see. You mean he did not tell you the story, therefore you didn't give advice.
That is it. It was impossible to fulfill the condition because what was required to be done was not done. And this is an example of an impossible condition. It always refers to past time. The condition did not get fulfilled in the past, and now we are in the present. Before we listen to more examples, let's note the form and selection of tenses. First, the first sentence begins with if. Second, the verb contains the past of have, which is had, followed by the past participle of a verb.
Had done, had told,
had gone, had said.
If I had known.
The second part of the sentence contains the past tense form of an auxiliary verb followed by have and a full verb. For example,
I would have said, I should have done.
He could have told you.
Now, let's listen to our sentence once more.
If you had told me the story, I would have given you advice.
Had told me. Would have given.
If you had told me the story, I would have given you advice.
Here are some more examples.
If he had told me earlier, I would have written to you before now.
If he had been there, nothing of the sort would have happened.
Impossible conditions. Unlike probable and improbable conditions, always refer to the past. And because they always refer to the past, the conditions are never fulfilled. Now, listen again.
If he had told me earlier, I would have written to you before now.
The sentence implies...
But he didn't tell me earlier, and therefore I didn't write to you before now.
The condition was not fulfilled. It refers to past time. Note that the tense of the if clause is the past perfect, not just the past.
If he had told me earlier...
If he had told me earlier. The main clause contains would, followed by have, and the past participle form of the verb.
I would have written to you before now.
Here's another example.
If he had been there, I would have told him my mind.
The sentence implies...
He was not there at the time, and therefore I didn't tell him my mind.
Here's a short dialogue. Would you please listen carefully?
Ajo, are you aware that Lenjo players are going to be here next week?
Oh, so they are. If you had told me earlier, I would have postponed my trip to Kumasi.
I just read about them in the papers this morning. If I had learned about them earlier, I would have told you, surely. I would have bought tickets for both of us, in fact.
In this short dialogue, you've heard two examples of impossible conditions. Here's the first one.
If you had told me earlier, I would have postponed my trip to Kumasi.
If you had told me earlier, I would have postponed my trip to Kumasi. And the sentence means...
But you didn't tell me earlier, and therefore I didn't postpone my trip to Kumasi.
The condition couldn't have been fulfilled. It is an impossible condition. Note that the condition refers to past time.
If you had told me earlier...
The implication being that you didn't tell me. Note that the tense of the if clause is the past perfect, not simply the past. That of the main clause begins with would, followed by have, and the past participle form of the verb.
If you had told me earlier, I would have postponed my trip to Kumasi.
If you had told me earlier, I would have postponed my trip to Kumasi. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good day. Cheers and goodbye.